The Morning Hookup on ESPN Lincoln.
Thank God it's Friday.
Nebraska, happy Friday. Welcome in the Morning Hookup. Bill Hucks, Will Wilson. It's Friday. Made it to the end of the week. But it's a big Friday for the Morning Hookup. It's a big one. My headphones are a little jacked up, so I don't know what's going on.
Uh-oh.
Can't be having that today.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Just got a little buzz in my right ear.
Uh-oh.
Weird, I took it off. We're good. We'll be fine. Boy, we got a lot to do today. We got, we already got Jeff Motes online. Get to you in a minute here, Motesy. Right after Motes today, 9:15, 9:20, Henry T. Buchanan.
That's it?
No. Coach Fred Hoiberg will join Henry T. today with us on the Morning Hookup.
The day has come.
The day has come. He'll be up, I believe, up in his office, letting conditioning get done. Graciously giving us some time today to talk with Coach. We got a lot of fun, hard-hitting questions. I got a lot.
Yeah.
I got in early today.
You did?
Notes. I never do this.
You got a lot of notes over there.
After that, then we'll have Dr. Dane Todd. A lot of good stuff for Dr. Dane Todd today as well. I haven't seen Dane in like a month.
Yeah, it's been a while.
I can't wait to see him.
It's been a while.
I can't wait to see him. But let's go ahead and kick this thing off. It's a Friday. Jeff Motes. Motesy, what's up?
Hey, fellas. Good morning, and it's nice to be the opening act for the big interview this morning.
Oh, Motes, you're a good one, though. You're a good one to have, Motes.
You're the big interview.
You're the big interview. That's what we're talking about. I mean, we just have Coach Hoiberg.
Well, it's not every day you get to talk to one of the head coaches down at the University of Nebraska. I mean, that's why it's a big deal for us.
It is. I think it's a big deal for the entire station today because, like you said, it's not typical that you get any head coach because there's a lot of hoops you got to jump through to do that. You like that? Hoops you got to jump through?
Nice.
Yeah, I caught your pun there. That's why I'm withholding my laughter until later.
I'm on fire today. Motesy, let's catch up a little bit real quick here. Legion baseball over?
Well, for the big schools, it's over with. There are some local teams in the area that are playing in state tournaments in Class B and Class C. Starting tomorrow, Waverly will play Blair tomorrow morning. I'm sorry, Waverly will play Columbus Lakeview tomorrow morning at 9, and Hickman will play Blair tomorrow night at 6 in the Class B state tournament out in Broken Bow, and then up at Wisner in northeast Nebraska, it's Malcolm taking on Battle Creek tomorrow afternoon at 5. So those are the last area teams that are left in the State Legion Tournament. But the Class A Tournament, we're down to the final two to determine the state champion, and both qualify to the regional, and we're talking about Millard South and Creighton Prep. And the three Lincoln teams that were in the field actually didn't do too bad. Pinnacle Bank of Southwest, they were 2-and-done, actually, after last weekend. And then Judd's Brothers of Northeast won last Saturday over Columbus, and then they had a lead on Creighton Prep, and then Prep erupted for a big six-inning explosion and came back and won that game 5-3 despite committing three errors in the game, by the way. And then Judge was eliminated on Monday by Elkhorn South. And then Lincoln East really kind of held their own. They suffered a loss last weekend after winning their first game. And then they go toe-to-toe with Millard South on Wednesday afternoon. And they really hung with them. In fact, it was a two-all ball game, and finally, Miller South won it on a walk-off in the bottom of the 13th to prevail 3-2. So that's how things went. And so all the Lincoln teams in Class A, their season's over with, and they can start preparing for at least a little bit of a break here the rest of the summer before school starts and football begins too.
We're talking to Jeff Motes, sports director for KLMS and KFOR. Jeff, we had the annual high school football meeting the other day where all of us get together and get the schedule down. And, man, it's so exciting, especially with the two new high schools coming in. That's going to be interesting to go check out and cover them. You know, talk about the schedule that we have coming up and really what's, you know, how you go into scheduling games. What's the process?
Well, you know, we try to, it's almost like we're ESPN National in a sense with our local stuff, because if you ever listen to any of the national broadcasts that we carry through ESPN, the network, for baseball, football, basketball, whether it be college or pro, there's different games they cover. They go to different cities and they cover different teams. I kind of try to take that approach here with all the schools that we have here in Lincoln. You know, you try to balance it out, but you also want to cover the teams that you think will be pretty good this season a little bit more frequently, but still try to get everybody under that umbrella. And, you know, you mentioned the new schools. Well, Northwest will be the one that opens up here in a few weeks, and then Standing Bear will open up next year. But we'll see Northwest a couple of times, depending upon if schedules don't change. And of course, we have those schedules posted up on the Sportscasters Club pages of our of the two websites, KFORnow.com and ESPNLincoln.com, on our schedule. But we get things rolling August 25th.
Ooh.
Over on KFOR. It's a Thursday night game with Kearney in town to play Lincoln East. And then we don't have anything here on ESPN until we presume would be the 9th of September, but it also depends on whether or not the Salt Dogs make the playoffs too. So that could probably, you know, change the dynamic of what happens on September 9th if Lincoln does make the playoffs and they go on a big run here in the final month. That could definitely change the dynamic. But we'll have games on Friday nights primarily in September and October here on ESPN Lincoln, and then we will have games over on KFOR. We got a heavy Thursday night schedule of games over there, simply because the Royals either play earlier in the day or they don't play at all on Thursdays in late August and throughout much of September. We got, I would say, probably about 17, 18 games total between both stations that we're going to be covering through the course of this upcoming season. And, of course, we'll have the playoffs, too, depending on who from this area will make it into the playoffs later on in the year. But but what we try to do essentially, Will and Bill, is we try to balance it out to where we get everybody covered at least twice. There's not always going to be a guarantee simply because of, you know, if we have a conflict in scheduling with personnel or, you know, if something happens, excuse me, weather-related and we can't do the game, then, you know, that'll change the dynamic.
Yeah, Motes, I know there's a lot of talent around the state and, you know, Benny Nagoy comes to mind. Malachi Coleman comes to mind. It's going to be a really fun football season.
Yeah, you know, and Benny Nagoy here just a little more than a week ago signed, but verbally committed to go play at Iowa State. He will sign later on at the designated time, probably the early signing period, which will be coming up in mid-December, around that time frame. And then Malachi Coleman indicated recently that he has bumped up his commitment announcement to, I believe originally it was December, and I think he's going to do it sometime in October, to where he will announce where he's going to go. And, of course, he's one of the more sought-after players, not just in the state, but pretty much in the country right now. He's really, his stock has gone up considerably, considering, you know, what he did a year ago, what his testing's been like, and I think he's going to be a pretty good prospect wherever he goes. I think he will have a pretty good career. Same thing with Benny Nagoy. But really in Lincoln this year, just kind of looking at some of the early indicators as far as what the teams look like, I think probably right now Southeast may be the front runner. Right behind them, I still think Lincoln East is a team that we need to mention simply because of Malachi Coleman, but the key component more than anything is to find the replacement of quarterback with Noah Walters, who graduated and is going to be playing football this fall, starting at North Alabama. So those two teams, I think everybody in the city may be slightly improved, maybe better than they were a year ago. I know the junior class in Lincoln is relatively talented, But we'll see how that kind of progresses. And the other thing, too, while we're at it in terms of schedules, this two-year cycle, Pius X drops to Class B.
Mm-hmm.
So there'll be an A at everything else, but there'll be B in football for the next 2 years. And then, of course, when they do the new schedules and they get the updated enrollment, we'll see where Pius stands in terms of whether or not they stay B or they go back up to A.
So everything you just said, you have a very limited time to take some vacation.
Well, yeah, you're be busy. You know what? You know what? We already made a trip out of state this year. With my wife having a new job that she started back in March, I mean, her vacation days have not been fully accrued yet. So with my vacation I got to burn up, it's going to be a staycation for me this summer.
Well, those are the good ones.
Hard to believe that we're getting through baseball and getting ready for football, man.
Going to be a fun time. Moats, we appreciate the time as always.
You bet, fellas. Hey, I won't be on with you next week since I'm on vacation, so we'll talk in 2 weeks and we'll get into football.
It's a staycation.
Talk about the previews.
It's a staycation. What are you doing at 9 o'clock next Friday?
What am I doing?
Cleaning the garage.
You can. I mean, we need to update what the list and how far along your list are, because I know you're getting a list on staycation.
Well, I do have some things I need to accomplish. or at least attempt to accomplish.
He's so well-spoken. Accomplish.
Accomplish. Cleaning the garage, mowing the
accomplish.
Lawn.
Accomplish. I am Jeff Moats, Sportscaster of the Year. I'm going to accomplish something.
Hey, how about this, fellas? I'll see where I'm at a week from now, and I'll give you a holler.
Okay.
All right, Moatsy.
All right.
We'll hear from you.
We appreciate you, Moats. Take care, brother. We'll see you soon.
All right. Have a good weekend.
See you, Moats.
Thanks, Moats. You too. Jeff Moats, Sports Director. Always keeping us in line.
Yeah, buddy.
He's good stuff. So, all right, we're going to take a break. Probably have to shake it out a little bit.
I'm nervous.
You ready to go? You're nervous?
I'm nervous.
I'm settled down now.
All right.
It's calm. I'm way ahead of my coffee intake this morning, as you can tell. Usually it takes me all the way through the first hour, but this one won't.
I got another cup cooking.
Oh, boy. It's going to be electric. All right, hey, let's take a break. And when we come back, Henry T. Buchanan, Husker legend, and the mayor. Your head basketball coach, Coach Fred Hoiberg.